In this week's Classical Music According to Yehuda, Alan Chartok and Yehuda Hanani continue their exploration of Jewish music.
Yehuda Hanani, we're all familiar with the sounds of klezmer music, at least I think we are. Where did it start? What is it?
That's a good question. I love to answer it. As we said, there was a prohibition on having instrumental music during liturgical services, during worship. But this prohibition did not apply to secular music. Holidays, Purim, weddings, what have you, just feasts, private celebrations. And this music flourished, and it reflected the music of the various lands where the Jews landed, where they found themselves. Klezmer, by the way, in Hebrew, means instrument of song, klei zemer. It's two Hebrew words, which means instruments of song. And it is more than a synthesis of styles. It is a marriage of heaven and earth, where peasant dances, tavern songs, ballads, military marches, gypsy love songs all interact with meditation and prayer. It is a touching point between the material and the spiritual. If you consider how little the material world had to offer in the shtetl, you realize how essential it was to enter an inner world of beauty and glory to overcome reality. Once you make this leap out of the mundane, once a vibrating string starts conveying ecstatic, mystical messages, you have a fiddler on the roof playing to the stars, transforming an impoverished village into a dreamlike landscape of Marc Chagall.
So was it composition of the of these bands? Were they always the same, or have they evolved?
They evolved.
And you said the strings.
Even klezmer can be different depending on the country of origin.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a tremendous mix. And one ingredient is more pronounced here, another ingredient is more pronounced in another country.
So when I think of klezmer music, I always think of the shrillness of a clarinet, for example, which is a reed instrument.
A clarinet is an essential instrument for klezmer music. So is the violin. I have a beautiful example of clarinet klezmer music, which is very unusual. Shall we listen to it now?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was Africa Bulgar from David Krakauer's Klezmer Madness. Yehuda's Close Encounters with Music series in Great Barrington, Massachusetts will feature a program of Jewish music entitled Fiddler Off the Roof on April 17th at 3 p.m. To learn more, visit cewm.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.